Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us on this President's Holiday, and we'll take a complete check of those markets coming up when we come back after this.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing too. Right now you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now here today. And Tom, of course, we have a holiday for the markets here on Monday. On Friday, though, our livestock futures ended with a very nice day, higher across the board.
That's exactly right, Dave. Cattle complex and the lean hogs all experienced great triple-digit gains on the close Friday. As of Friday afternoon, we could not confirm any cash cattle trade in the feed yard. We also saw choice box beef down $1.42 on Friday, select boxes down $1.24, at a total movement of 186 loads. The daily cattle kill Friday, 105,000 head. The weekly kill, 537,000 head. And the cash feeder index was up 25 cents. Now, the livestock trading will resume at 9:05 on Tuesday morning. Friday's close saw April cattle $2.10 higher, March feeders at $3.55, and April lean hogs were $1.52 higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures, and it looks like a pretty similar story to the livestock. Grains higher across the board on Friday.
That's right. The wheat, the corn, and the soybean futures, they've all closed positive to end the week on Friday. For the wheat, the March KC wheat gained a penny, March corn gained 2 cents, and March soybeans gained 17 cents for the week. We saw mostly positioning ahead of this three-day weekend that we're going through right now. We also have seen overnight our European markets trade mostly negative as concerns continue over the country of Greece and the Japanese GDP over the weekend did not show as much growth as was expected. Now, the grain trade will start up this evening at 7 p.m. Back on Friday, the March KC wheat was 8¾ cents higher, March corn up 4¼, and March soybeans up 6¾. March cotton closed 22 points higher, and we do have electronic trade going on the following markets right now. March crude oil is 13 cents higher, April gold's up $5.70. We're looking at the March dollar index 11½ cents lower, and March Dow Jones futures down 8 points at the moment.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Looking forward to that. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.